My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Fine. Shane Company. Your friend and jeweler.
What I'm about to tell you may sound a little bit silly,
but believe me, it's not silly at all.
When you've been injured, one of our top priorities at Habas Law is to make sure that you are happy.
Being injured was never part of your plan.
Being injured was not something you chose.
Being injured is not something you did.
Someone else did it to you. They injured you.
And now their insurance company is saying that it was all your fault.
When people start telling lies about you, it's really hard to keep your spirits up and not fall into depression.
One of the things we do to keep you happy is to constantly remind you that you have a whole team of guard dogs who love you.
And your guard dogs are determined to win.
Some of those lawyers at the insurance company are just little yapper dogs who sit on the porch and say, yap, yap, yap.
But you're running with the big dogs, and the big dogs are why the yapper dogs stay on the porch.
Call Habas Law at 1-800-INJURED.
Talk with us, and your day will get a whole lot better.
HABASLaw.com. Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
At the UPS Store, we know being a small business owner means holiday time is still go time. Still get those orders shipped time. And still re-up on stamps and supplies time. That's why this upcoming holiday, while others close up shop, we'll be open. And happy to help you keep being unstoppable. Come into your local store today. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Be unstoppable.
It's time to review the top three highlights of the day. I'm joined, as always, by my co-anchor, Snoop.
Hey, what up, though?
Snoop, number one has to be getting the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence at T-Mobile.
Yeah, you should hustle down to T-Mobile like a dog chasing a squirrel chasing a nut.
Nice analogy, Snoop. Dogs do love to chase squirrels.
And squirrels love to chase those nuts.
On to highlight number two, at T-Mobile, families can save 20% every month versus the other big guys.
That is very impressive. You know, y'all can take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
That's exactly what I'm planning on doing with my savings, Snoop. Now, take it away, Snoop.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on them. Now drop that jingle.
24-monthly bill credits and eligible trade-in on Go 5G Next. Well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence coming fall 2024.
Vida, Jorge, let's bring the nail gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
By his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You guys, like, you guys are owned by the York family. No, you guys are owned by the Mahomes family.
Now, back to the morning roast with Bonte and Shasky.
God, I hate them. All right, Bonte's out today. He's not feeling too well. Hopefully, he'll be back tomorrow. We wish you well, Bonte. Sam Lubman's filling in.
Hello there.
Yeah, hey, what's up? And if you want to, you know, pay attention to the roast, if you're not watching us on YouTube, well, you can download the Odyssey app. It's got 95.7 The Game. It's got thousands of other stations, like our sister stations in Dallas, for example, talking about Mike McCarthy, or our sister station in Philadelphia talking about Nick Sirianni. And there's millions of podcasts like Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys, and it's all free on the Odyssey app. We got sports talk, music, news. I told you, Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys, all available. Your favorite teams, like the Niners or the Warriors. And you have shows like Willard and Dibs on there. Catch amazing interviews that you might have missed, like when Warren Moon joined Steiny and Guru. Now, we were going to have Dalton Johnson on, talk a little Warriors on the River Islands guest line, but, you know, we decided to make an executive decision. Bonte really wanted to talk to him, and so I want to shelf some of the Warrior talk. I mean, Draymond and Steph didn't even play last night. Has Wiggins even played in the preseason?
Well, I'm kind of curious what's going on with Steph's finger. Apparently he jammed it, and that has me very worried, because Steph Curry is the difference between going to the playoffs in a 9-win season. So anything that happens to Steph is going to, you know, get my attention.
Sam, it's October 14th.
Well, it's too early for me to be worried.
It's October 14th.
I'm talking to the king of nerves over here. He's telling me to calm down. I guess
in my brain right now, you know what I'm thinking? Jets Bills tonight. In my brain, you know what I'm thinking about? Kansas City, San Francisco Sunday.
Yeah, Bill's going to put the Jets out of their misery tonight.
How
crazy is that? Can we take a minute, just the craziness of the Jets and the week they've had?
R-E-L-A-X.
I think it's a must win.
Oh, I'm sure he's relaxed on whatever he's on right now. But Jets are going to jet, man. I mean, that is one of the most Jets stories ever. Going in, Robert Saleh walking in like it's a normal day at the office, going to maybe make some changes to the coaching staff. Aaron Rodgers insisting he had nothing to do with it. Like, it's just classic Jets. I hope they get obliterated tonight.
You don't like the Jets, huh?
It's just fun to watch them flail. Sometimes it's like watching a bad reality show. You know, like, my dad was always a big fan of the Real Housewives of Orange County, and I'm like,
Your dad was okay.
My dad loved it. I'd be like, Dad, why do you even watch this nonsense? Like, this is stupid. It's like, yeah, it's a train wreck. It's fun to watch train wrecks sometimes. And it's like, I guess so. You know, sometimes it's fun to watch train wrecks. I've watched the Giants for the last 6 years, and I would kind of disagree with that. But hey, to each their own.
All right, so I want to give a quick shout out over the weekend. You know, we are about 2 weeks away from Halloween. And so I don't know if you've done this yet, Sam Lubman. Do you have your Halloween costume just yet?
I have literally nothing set up for Halloween right now.
So you're in the age now where you just go out and get obliterated, right?
I guess so. I should be doing that. I mean, yeah. I kind of did that last year.
Ken, do you dress up for Halloween?
I plan to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Going to do a little Bob's Burgers.
Oh, good. I like that. That's really cute.
No, my girlfriend and I were definitely planning on something.
Oh,
it's just
going
a matter
to do
of
one.
It's a matter of what.
Oh, so she's in full control.
Obviously. She makes all the correct decisions, so it's easy for me. I just sit back and let her handle all the heavy lifting.
So very quickly, knowing that this weekend we had no 49ers, I said, honey, let's do the pumpkin patch on Friday. So we went down to Menlo, all right? It's Menlo, to Morgan Hill. We went, and I want to make sure I name it right, Spina Farms Pumpkin Patch down in Morgan Hill. I left San Francisco, it was 55 degrees. We got to Morgan Hill. Now, I checked on the app. The weather app was like, oh, it's only going to be 70. We got there. It was like 85 degrees. I was sweating through my jeans. It was unbelievable. We had a great time.
That's a lot of sweat.
Spina Farms Pumpkin Patch down in Morgan Hill. I'm going to show you some of the pictures.
Oh, he's so adorable.
Yeah,
that little
really
LJ with the pumpkins.
He had a great time.
By the way, really quick, LJ, one of the all-time greatest baby smiles ever.
Yeah,
I always remember we had that softball game. I showed up and Michelle was holding LJ. I go up to say hi to LJ, and he greeted me with the most adorable toothless smile that I have ever seen an infant his age give. Like, that is the LJ's got the Mount Rushmore of baby smiles.
So very quickly, I just want to say there are some incredible pumpkin patches out there. I know there's one in Sebastopol, there's one in Half Moon Bay. Everybody's got their spot that they go to. I went to the Spina Farms down in Morgan Hill, and we had a great time. And so if you have toddlers and you want to take the trek on down there, or if you want to go...
It's a great date activity, too.
Yeah, if you live in that area past Coyote Creek, like... It is a really, really, really fun day, and I swear to God, I had the best kettle corn I've ever had in my life. Fresh, right there. They cooked it on the spot. It was incredible. So I want to give them a great shout-out. We had a great family day. I'm super fired up for Halloween this year.
Do they have a corn maze there?
They have everything, yeah. They got mazes. Man. They got trains.
I've wanted to do a corn maze for a long time. You know what I always really like to do, though, is the haunted houses.
Oh, yeah.
I love the haunted. Like, last year, that's what I did last year, is the, it's always in some, like, abandoned mall or something like that, because no one goes to malls anymore. I went to one last year, and they're pretty good. There's one I went to a couple years ago down in, like, Atwater, which is way down in the sticks south of Merced. It was a haunted corn maze.
Oh.
And this thing was huge. It took about 15 minutes to get through, and they had, like, at least 100 actors or something that are a part of this. And that thing was absolutely incredible. There's a lot of good scares there. They jump out, they scare you, they're all dressed up and whatnot. Pumpkin patch is great, but yeah, man. I mean, obviously, LJ's probably a little too young for the haunted house, but the haunted houses are also pretty fun.
So we had a great Friday, but if I'm living in New York currently, it's a tough weekend, even though it's a great weekend. So New Yorkers, they had the Yankees advancing in the playoffs.
Tough.
They had the Mets advancing in the playoffs.
Shout out New York, Ken.
They had the New York Giants on Sunday Night Football.
That's always tough.
And then you get the Jets on Monday Night Football.
Who made the decision to put Bengals-Jets on Sunday night?
These are Bengals-Giants.
Or sorry, Bengals-Giants on Sunday night. Yeah, well, either one of them.
I'm flipping back between Bengals and Giants, and I had the, you know, YouTube double, whatever, quad box or whatever it's called. Yeah, the multi-view. And I'm going back and forth, and I'm watching the Dodgers just put it on the New York Mets. Come on, Mets. I need you to do something against the Dodgers. I mean, they've got a scoreless streak going. It's like 30-some-odd innings. It's insane. And then I'm watching Joe Burrow get slammed to the turf harder than I've ever seen someone get slammed to the turf. I mean, the guy was lucky he was able to re-enter that game. And I'm saying to myself, I feel like Cincinnati salvaged their season.
I mean, it seems like what's their record right now? I mean, they are 2-4. They play in a very difficult division with Baltimore and Pittsburgh there. And Cleveland, I mean, they're not good, but they do have a good defense. They got the right quarterback for it. I mean, how many times does the Bengals start off 0-2 and still make the playoffs? But that feels like a big uphill climb for those guys.
But where I'm going with this is that the Niners winning against Seattle, their season's back on the tracks, and they're back where they need to be. And so you just got to stack wins. And every single week in the NFL feels like it's a brand new universe. Mm-hmm. Anyone can beat anyone.
Wipe the slate clean.
Yeah, yeah, unless you're the Carolina Panthers. Anything can happen.
Even they got to win, so, you know, it's clearly possible.
You know, so...
Kevin Garnett, anything's possible.
You bring up the Cleveland Browns, and I'm getting to a couple of available players, okay? Carolina has an available player who someone might trade for. His name's Jadeveon Clowney. Is he more of a name than he is an impact player? Absolutely. I don't think he's that great, but I definitely think he can help some teams. Za'Darius Smith, Cleveland Browns, available. Cleveland's going to be shopping some guys. I think he's a solid player. I think the Niners should acquire him. And then the third person is obviously Hassan Reddick, whose team plays tonight with the Jets. All three of these guys, to me, are trade targets, not just for the Niners, but also the Detroit Lions, given the Aiden Hutchinson injury.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Would you take any one of those guys on a flyer, or would you just kind of stand pat and see where the Niners are toward the deadline?
If I'm the Niners, I don't know how I'm not sniffing around on Hassan Reddick.
You like
just
that.
To see. I mean, the Niners have seen the damage that Hassan Reddick can do on the football field, and I don't think this Niners team can get any... You can't get enough pass rush if you're this 49ers team. I mean, they've been trying to beef it up, and it seems like every time they do beef it up, the injury bug comes along and kind of knocks away some of that beef. Leonard Floyd, again, I commended him for his performance on Thursday night. It was a good performance. It was not a Leonard Floyd, you are a stud performance. It was simply just good job. Nick Bosa, you know, he's always gonna be Nick Bosa out there. You know that. But the Niners, it seems like ever since Nick Bosa, you know, first put his fingers down in the dirt for the Niners, they've been trying to find someone opposite him who could be that perfect complement on the other side. Chase Young showed flashes for three or four plays last year. There was a brief stretch in Pittsburgh last year where Drake Jackson was gonna be that guy. But you go out and get a guy like Hassan Reddick on the other side, yeah, that absolutely is going to add some beef and some depth to your pass rush there. Absolutely, I'd kick the tires on him. Jadeveon Clowney, when I think of Jadeveon Clowney, I think of that game he had against the Raiders in the playoffs back in 2016.
Yeah, it was almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, like that's Jadeveon Clowney's career. That dude's been eaten off of one big hit against Michigan in the Outback Bowl his entire career. One of the greatest hits of all time, don't get me wrong, but when you look at just the physical freak that guy is, I mean, that's a guy who should be putting up 10 sacks in his sleep. He's got
a Chase Young feel to him, doesn't he?
He's got all the physical tools to be an absolute monster at the position. He's got the height. He's got the speed. He's got the strength. And he's got everything. And yet he keeps, like, if he really was as good as the tools suggest, he never would have hit free agency. But unfortunately, that's just how it is. Long story short, give me Reddick. Clowney would be like a great, like, if you want three or four plays, you go, oh, wow. Niners need a little bit more than three or four plays, though.
All right, so we had rookie quarterbacks galore over the weekend, and I want to ask you about the rookie quarterbacks, and I want you to rank who you would want on your team right now. Rookie quarterbacks.
All the rookie quarterbacks.
We spend so much time talking about Brock and quarterbacks. Let's say your team X in the NFL right now, all the weapons are the same, and you have to pick one of these rookie quarterbacks. I'm going to give them to you right now. Yeah. From what you've seen thus far, Caleb, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, and entering into the ring is Spencer Rattler. Ooh. You've seen Caleb get better and better every single week. Jaden Daniels at top the NFC East currently. Drake May threw more touchdowns yesterday than Jacoby Brissett has thrown all season. And Spencer Rattler put up 27 points in the second quarter for the New Orleans Saints. Rank the rookie quarterbacks through 6 weeks.
Not include Bo Nix in there?
Bo Nix, I mean. Okay, I'll put Bo Nix. No, it's good.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to think.
Bo Nix in there.
I feel like, really, that's all the starting rookie quarterbacks. Bo Nix is one that obviously Penix and J.J. McCarthy are TBD right now.
Have not played.
Yeah, so right now, let's see. Bo Nix, that's five rookie quarterbacks here that we're going to rank on the fly. Ken, do we have our numbers ready, starting with number five?
Number five. I'm giving it to you. Right. Number five.
Probably, I guess, Spencer Rattler out the gate. I was never that enamored with him at Oklahoma. Never even more so at South Carolina. He seems like a fill-in
for the time being in New Orleans.
It's one game. We'll see where it goes. Derek Carr looked really good in his first game this year, too. By the way, quick aside on Derek Carr. Man, this league comes at you fast. A few weeks ago, we were saying election year Derek Carr is going to be in the MVP conversation, and now he's about to get supplanted by Spencer Rattler in New Orleans.
Derek is who we thought he was.
He always has been. My thing with Derek Carr has always been, ever since he broke his leg against the Colts, he's not been the same guy. He, I think, could have been one of the great quarterbacks for the Raiders. If he never breaks his leg, they'd probably go to at least the AFC title game that year with that team. But it's
you're a closet Raider fan. Give me number four.
Well, I did grow up a Raider fan.
Yeah, give me number four.
Number four.
I guess then I'm probably going to go for Bo Nix there. Just because, I mean, when you're in debt, it's just been a very lackluster season so far from there. I haven't even watched that many Broncos games, to be honest. Bo Nix just is not jumping off the page yet. So,
yeah.
Bo Nix got number four.
All right, number three.
Number three.
I guess just kind of by process of elimination now becomes Drake May, which is kind of wild to think that one game has already got you up to number three. Check back next week. These rankings probably gonna be a little bit different, though.
Yeah.
The Patriots, I mean, they're a young team with a beat up offensive line. And good for Drake May. He got three touchdowns on the board against a very good Texans team. I'm kind of curious why now for Drake May, but you got to start at some point. If they wanted to wait the whole season with him, that probably could have worked out. But
no, the fans and the owner were not waiting the whole season. That sounds good in theory. It's horrible application. Come on, you have a consumer. Give me number two.
Number two.
Going to Caleb Williams here. But yeah, you're looking surprised there. I'm doing Caleb again, a bit of a slow start. I think Caleb's career is going to be just fine. Again, at the beginning of the year, I said that Caleb Williams' rookie season will not be successful unless they win a playoff game. Like, that's the expectations
that's
for Caleb.
That's ridiculous.
No, he has ridiculously high expectations. I'm going to stand by them, though. But I do think Caleb's going to have a very, very good career. But he has not been my number one among rookie quarterbacks there because, number one. Oh, it's Jaden Daniels. The dude's just incredible to watch. I got him on one of my fantasy teams, and I don't regret it at all. He lets it fly. He can move. He's got great vision. The connection he has with Terry McLaurin is very fun to watch. You can get him on a short pass. You can get him down deep. I was locked in a lot on I had red zone going yesterday.
Me too.
Anytime that Washington Baltimore came up, I was leaning forward a little bit. That was a great test for Jaden Daniels yesterday, and he got the loss there, but I thought he held up very well against a very, very good Ravens defense there. So, one, Jaden Daniels, two, Caleb Williams, three, Drake May, four, Bo Nix, five, Spencer Rattler.
All right, not bad. Rookie quarterbacks are balling out, but here's the thing I want to focus on. Growing up, the Bears, I hated. They were good in the 80s. They had a vaunted defense. Washington was elite. They weren't just good. They were elite. Three Super Bowls, three different starting quarterbacks for those Super Bowl wins. They always had weapons. They always had defense. They always had a run game. And they had great coaching in Joe Gibbs. Those two organizations have felt like complete afterthoughts for about a decade.
I don't think the Commanders have been relevant since that year they had RG3 under center.
Fair. I'll listen to that. Even though I believe they made the playoffs with Kirk Cousins.
They had some playoff runs, yeah. But it feels like the last time, like, that was one of those ones, like, when they made the playoffs with Kirk Cousins, that was one of those, like, well, someone in the NFC East has to win the division.
And this is why I feel like the NFL is the greatest product on the planet, because after being unwatchable for a decade, they get the quarterback position, we believe, early on, right? And instantly become so much more fun to watch. And if the Washington Commanders are on your television, you're like, hey, they're a fun team.
They are fun to watch.
He's a fun player.
And what's kind of more fun about it is, again, their defense isn't really good yet. So, like, that team has to put up points. And they can put up points. Like, they have the ability to put up points to offset whatever losses you're getting on the defense. That's why the Commanders, they're going to be a very, very fun team to watch this year, because if the team's going against them, they're not going to be truly out of it.
No.
But also, if you're up on the Commanders, they're not going to be truly out of it either, because Jaden Daniels, man, he's playing with some swagger right now.
No doubt. And then I look at the Chicago Bears and I say to myself, like, Caleb is fascinating. Is he good? Is he getting better? Yeah, he's getting better. I don't know how good he is. They're an interesting team. Their coach is kind of odd, and he intrigues me, but more of like a train wreck quality, but clearly they're playing better football. Chicago has been nearly unwatchable offensively. I mean, if they come on in the red zone, you're like, change the channel. Come on, what are we doing here, Scott Hansen? Mm-hmm. And so them being good has been fun, and I think it's better in the NFL when big markets like Washington and the Bears are good. Does it have to be? No. Kansas City's not a big market. I think the guy said earlier they're the 32nd biggest market. But it's more fun for all of us. Which brings me to the two most unwatchable teams in the NFL. And no, it's not the Carolina Panthers. The two most unwatchable teams in the NFL, for me, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
That's a good one.
And the Cleveland Browns. I cannot watch Deshaun Watson play anymore. I feel bad for Bears, for Browns fans. I feel bad. I can't believe I'm saying this. I feel bad for Jerry Jeudy. Jerry Judy's out here getting medicine balls every week, and he's not a great receiver, but they're unwatchable. I cannot watch Deshaun Watson. I don't know what happened. I don't know if he was always a little hit and miss, and it's just really bad now. I don't know if, like, the veil of all the crap has finally caught up to him, and the guy can't even look himself in the mirror. I can't watch the Browns. Conversely, I cannot watch Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars anymore. I can't watch it.
See, they're
unwatchable.
I'll agree with you on the Jaguars part, because they just are that comically bad to where it's just like, why even waste time?
They're always in primetime games.
But, like, well, I mean, Lawrence, because he's the number one pick. He was the hot shot out of Clemson. I mean, he could have probably gone number one overall after his freshman year. That's how highly touted he was.
We're talking about what he did 6 years ago.
Exactly. No, I mean, that's just how much the shine lasts, though, for these guys. But with Cleveland, though, it's like, That's like Real Housewives of Orange County territory, where it's so bad, it's such a train wreck, you kind of have to watch. Like, that is... We talk about the worst trade ever. All the picks they gave up, knowing the cloud of controversy. Like, that's crazy. What's even stupid about this. It's not that, like, the Browns made this move for Deshaun Watson, and then all of a sudden all this stuff started coming out, and like, oh, man, we stepped into some bad dog doo-doo here. Like, they stepped in the dog doo-doo and said, you know what? Let's give this dog doo-doo $230 million guaranteed over the next 5 years. And then they're sitting there like, you know, the shocked Pikachu face, like, oh, my God, how did this happen? And it's just like, no, yeah, I'm sorry, like, we all saw this coming from a billion miles away. We saw this absolute collapse that Deshaun Watson was about to go through. And you idiots decided to still take out the checkbook and write this fat contract that the rest of the NFL hated. And you know what? As the great philosopher Nick in San Jose once said, you reap what you sow, brother. And that is what's going on in Cleveland right now. So I got to be honest, like, I feel bad for Cleveland fans because, like, they... Like, I don't think any fan base in America has gotten more kicks to the nuts than them over the last however many generations. But at the same time, like, the amount of hubris you have as the Browns to think that you can make that work and then to come plummeting down like that, like, it's, there's a little bit of schadenfreude there where it's just like, I don't have any beefs with the Browns, but to see that happen, it's just like, it's kind of fun to watch and just something that's so just deliciously bad.
If I told you 3 years ago, Joe Flacco would be a top 15 quarterback in the NFL in 2024, and Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence would be unwatchable, you would slap me in the face.
I mean, who saw the Browns missing Joe Flacco? Like, they are missing Joe Flacco right now. Like, that is the old man Joe Flacco. He's like 39 years old or something like that, and he's still getting it done.
How many teams would Flacco be the best quarterback for that team? Raiders?
Probably.
Okay. Browns?
Probably. Broncos.
Broncos, yes.
Jets. Dolphins. Okay, if you're healthy quarterbacks. I guess, I'd probably take, you're right, probably taking Rodgers over Flacco.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of going down the list right now.
New York Giants,
yeah. Dolphins, depending on Tua's
Flacco's
health.
A top 15 quarterback. Like, yeah. I watched the game yesterday. He was throwing dimes, dude.
Titans, Jaguars, dimes. Probably take them. I mean, NFC quarterback situation's probably a little bit. Would you think the Seahawks would take Flacco over Geno Smith right now?
I would.
I don't think the Seahawks would, because the Seahawks are just convinced that Geno's the guy.
Yeah, I would take Flacco over Geno.
Why.
I fear Flacco more than Geno. I can't believe I'm saying
that.
Are
the Saints taking Flacco over Derek Carr, Spencer Rattler?
I think they want to see what's going on with Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, that's fair.
Dude, Spencer impressed me yesterday. I was very skeptical.
If the Niners, knock on wood, needed to call up a quarterback off the couch, who would you want them to call? Joe Flacco or Andy Dalton?
Flacco.
Yeah. I think it's kind of impressive how Andy Dalton's now kind of cooking now.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life. But that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
On Carolina summer.
Flacco's going to make the playoffs. Mark that. Mark the tape. Flacco's really? Going to make the playoffs.
You think the Colts are coming out of in the playoffs in the AFC?
I think they have really good weapons, dude. I love Shane Steichen.
I agree with that, too.
I hate to say it.
I like Shane Steichen, too. I think he could do... I was very interested to see what he would do with Anthony Richardson this year. I know there's, Jerry's still out on how good he is, but I think Richardson had abilities that could have been capitalized into something good, but, man, that's a tough situation for the Colts. Second year in a row, they basically are kind of winging it at quarterback because Richardson isn't healthy.
Yeah, Richardson's done. It's over. It's over. It's the Flacco's team. All right, so which brings me, he's now at the Vinny Testaverde portion of his career, which brings me to the MVP. Now, it's 6 weeks in. We're a third of the way there, and we got a game tonight. And I think tonight is a game where Josh Allen could put himself back into the mix.
On the top of it, yeah.
Right now, if I was power ranking MVP candidates, Lamar's got to be number one, right?
I agree with that.
Lamar's got to be number one. Who's number two?
I think Josh Allen's probably up there.
Is Mahomes in the mix?
I think
he's had a bad year.
I mean, he's had a non-exciting year by his standards. And Patrick Mahomes is kind of at the point of his career where, like, do the stats really matter? Like, you feel like Brock Purdy.
For MVPs, yes.
Well, okay, but I mean, Mahomes is a made man at this point. Like, what more
is Mahomes?
He's
got MVPs. This is MVP talk.
Yeah, I don't think Mahomes is in a situation where you feel like he has to win the MVP. Like, well, there's only one thing that matters to him. Like, yeah, if he really, like, I think Mahomes at a point where he realizes the only trophy that he actually wants in his trophy case is the Lombardi one. Like, if Patrick Mahomes won zero MVPs, zero OPOYs the rest of his career, but added two or three more Lombardis, he's gonna, like, so that's where I think Patrick Mahomes is. So if he's not in the MVP conversation, that's no sweat. Baker Mayfield, is he working his way into
Baker's in my top three. I like
is
that.
Is he working his way into the MVP
Chris
conversation?
Godwin, what a game yesterday.
Like, it is incredible. And with Baker, it's his fourth team now, like, such a great run for Baker. And oh man, you think Cleveland would use Baker Mayfield right now. Is Brock Purdy are willing to give him any sort of MVP credibility right now?
If Brock goes out and beats Kansas City and has a similar game like he did on Thursday night, I think he'll throw his name into the mix.
Let's see who else. I mean,
am I premature on that? He's had some great games.
No, I mean, he was in the mix all year last year until the Baltimore game, and even still, I thought that didn't completely kill his candidacy. But I think, yeah, right now, if Brock does ball out on Sunday, you're absolutely throwing him right into the thick of it. But I think, yeah, Brock's, if you're making a room of quarterbacks in the MVP conversation, I'd invite Brock in right now. I don't know if I'd give him a seat in that room, but he can hang out around the table at least.
What about, dare I say, TJ Watt? TJ Watt has been unbelievable. He had a punch out again yesterday. This guy's ability to be around the ball, I know we don't put defensive players in that mix. There's no way the Steelers are where they are without TJ Watt deserves to be in this conversation.
Oh, yeah.
He's been amazing.
And he's gotten double team every single time. I think Bonte had it in our text thread, the other day, like, TJ Watt gets doubled, almost every single play. He still gets home. What's Nick Bosa's excuse?
Well, like, Nick had a great game, so let's back off Nick.
No, I'm not trying to crush Nick, but I mean, it's just, like, for as much as we love Nick Bosa, I mean, TJ Watt just seems to take it to a whole nother level.
I think the overall arching theme that I'm trying to go at is that it's wide open.
Very wide open. We haven't even said the guy.
It's wide open,
we have,
MVP.
Honestly, Shasky, you haven't even said the guy who probably should be atop that list. If we can get the, I don't know if we know where the chant is, but Sam Darnold.
Is he in the mix for MVP?
He's having a great year for the 5-0 Vikings.
Coming back player of the year for sure. But I mean, he didn't really even come back from anything. He just is good.
Came back from the Niners bench.
That's actually a good call. I bet he is in the mix. That's a good call.
He's got one of the top ratings in the league. He's got, he's among the league leaders in touchdown passes. And again, you're quarterbacking one of the best looking teams in the NFL right now, coming off the bench like that. Like, you got to give, you don't want to give him the award right now. That's fine. Again, like Brock Purdy, he's also in the room.
Okay, All right. I just, right now, I know this sounds insane. I have a defensive player in the mix for MVP, and it's TJ. And 707, he had two punch-outs. My bad. Two punch-outs.
And honestly, if you want to throw...
He's one of the best players I've ever seen in my life.
If you want to throw defensive players in there, again, it's unfortunate that what happened yesterday, but Aiden Hutchinson was smack dab in the middle of that conversation.
Jared Goff, I think, should be in this combo.
That's actually a good point, too.
Jared Goff has basically been flawless through 2 weeks.
How many times have we wanted to write Jared Goff off in his career?
4 or 5 times.
Yeah, it was like one of the reasons we probably weren't taking the Lions seriously last year is because at the end of the day, Jared Goff's their quarterback.
Well, their running game right now with Gibbs and Montgomery is as good as any 1-2 punch I can remember in the last decade.
Yeah, but I mean, last year, their offense obviously was the driver of their success, and Jared Goff was the, you know, the engine and the keys and the spark plugs of that offense there. I mean, it was Dan Campbell had it best, man. You're good enough for Detroit.
What did you make of Max Crosby pushing one of the assistant guys on the sidelines? I thought it was a little blown out of proportion.
I think I kind of missed that.
Oh, yeah. He pushed one of the coaches.
Walk me through that one.
Basically, he's coming off the sideline. I think somebody went to go dap him up. And I thought it was more reactionary. He didn't know who touched him or whatever. I didn't think it was some, like, you know, egregious thing, but the internet's making a big deal over it. I know he was talked about it in the
very unlikely internet
post game.
Sorry, I had to slip that.
I just the poor guy is just obviously frustrated. I mean, nothing against Crosby whatsoever.
No, Mad Max is great. I mean, he's incredibly fun to watch. He's a great personality. He's great friends with Logan Webb, and Logan Webb is a great judge of character. Like it just sticks because I mean, I love that he's committed to the Raider Nation and to the Raider brand. Like he wants to be a Raider for life. He wants that kind of a fix to him, and I respect that for him. He'll probably be a Hall of Famer, and he'll go in wearing a Raider cap. But it's hard to think, like, the Raiders are going nowhere. And it sucks to see a guy that good not get the big stage in the playoffs that he's going to deserve. I mean, the Raiders might make a playoff as a wild card team at some point in his career. Maybe that's the ceiling.
Oh, you're talking about in his career.
Yeah, no, like, maybe that's the ceiling for him. You know, he'll get the wild card game. Maybe they even win a wild card game. But you're stuck behind a juggernaut in the Chiefs. The Chargers are going to be in your way.
I think the Chargers are a dark horse. They look solid. Their defense is elite.
And
they've beaten some bad teams. But they're taking the spot of what I thought a lot of people had Miami at. A lot of people had Miami as that fringe playoff team. It's the Chargers.
Yeah, and the Broncos. I mean, I'm not high on the Broncos, but they're always going to be somewhat of a thorn in that division. They could put good defenses together, and Sean Payton, for all the wherewithal we have with him, you know, that's a guy that you're not completely counting out in terms of the job he's going to do running that team.
Best performance in the last 7 days. Does anyone know who it was?
You tell me.
Anybody? A Louisiana high school football player.
I never would have gotten that.
He threw for 817 yards in a game.
Was he playing on easy mode?
817 yards in a game.
How many touchdowns?
I'm pulling it up right now.
That's insane. 817 yards?
An OT loss.
Oh, he lost?
And they lost.
Oh, my God.
817 yards in a game. Here was the stat line. Completed 53 of 68 passes, 8 touchdowns, and ran for 82 yards and 2 more scores and lost.
That's straight up like Thanos. Fine, I'll do it myself.
I can't even pronounce his name. Denny Duran.
Denny, okay.
Is Lucas, did I pronounce it right?
Looks good to me.
Yeah, it looks good to you. All right. Now,
Denny Duran, shout out to you. A
couple minutes,
man,
here before we get out. All right. We got Steiny and Guru, and they're
fired up. Can I give you a correction? That Denny Duran was just the first name. That was the person who founded his high school. The quarterback's name is Peyton Houston.
Oh, apologies. I guess I wrote it all down. That's my bad.
That's a much easier name to pronounce, though.
What is his name?
Peyton Houston.
Peyton Houston.
Sounds that's like a quarterback.
That's a great quarterback name.
Speaking of which, every Quinn Ewers airmail pass, I was thinking, I want to see the Manning boy.
They blew him out like, 30-something to 3?
Quinn Ewers is, the minute they struggle, I'm going to Arch. All right, Major League Baseball. Let me give you some stats on Major League Baseball real quick. Real quick before we get out of here. 3 Octobers in a row, a number 6 seed has gotten to the LCS. 2 times a 6 seed has gotten to the World Series. If it happens this year for the Mets, it would be 3 in a row. Top seeds in baseball are 9 of 17 in the division round. In the NBA, a top seed is 90% guaranteed going to advance. In Major League Baseball, it's about 50%. Now, the top payrolls in baseball, 1 through 6, all made the playoffs. 1 through 6, top payrolls, all made the playoffs. What do you make of that, Sam Lubman, when you're looking at your San Francisco Giants?
I mean, I'm stuck on the top seed thing. Jeff Passan put out a tweet this weekend that I'm just saying it was just complete misinformation. To suggest that bye weeks are good for teams in baseball is textbook tell me you don't know anything about baseball. Like, congratulations, 3 of the 4 teams that got bye weeks this year made it to the next round. The last 2 years, it's been a 50-50 split each time. You look back, historically speaking, like, I crunched the numbers on this a few years ago, Shasky. There are 88 playoff series in which one team had more rest than the other. The team with more rest lost 46 of those 88 playoff series. Like, less rest in the playoffs is actually good for you. In fact, to take even further, I believe there were 30...
Unless your name's Dylan Cease.
At least there's probably, I think, like 30 games, if I'm reciting this off the top of my head, of an instance where a team had 4 or 5 days off and went against a team that had 1 or 2 days off. The team with the 5 days off lost 16 of those 30 playoff series. So miss me with this whole bye weeks are good for baseball stuff. That is just absolute misinformation to peddle that stupid theory. And I would expect better out of Jeff Passan. And I'm very disappointed that you would pass that. Like, that you pass that fact along.
I've never said this in my life. Please, Mets, we need you. Fast Five time.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
All right, my final thought of the weekend is this. Spina Family Farms, or whatever the heck, Spina Farms, Pumpkin Patch, it's worth the drive, all right? Go down to Morgan Hill, support these places. If you want to go to Half Moon Bay, go to Half Moon Bay. You want to go to Sebastopol, go to Sebastopol. These pumpkin farms and these places, it is fun to take the kids. Is it a big hoopla and all that? It's not for the adults. It's for the kids. I thoroughly enjoyed it. We had a great time. LJ won't remember a damn thing, but I've got a million great photos.
The pictures
I'm all
last
about
forever.
Pumpkin life right now.
That's awesome.
I love pumpkin seeds, too.
Ooh, I've never been a big pumpkin seed guy.
Oh, they're delicious.
You know? Like, I'll do pumpkin pie. It's pumpkin cookies. I don't know. I've never done pumpkin seeds.
Oh, I love pumpkin pie.
Oh, yeah. Everyone
little
loves pumpkin
ice cream.
Pie.
Vanilla. Oh, the best.
Oh, man. Now I just got hungry.
It's
got
to be warm, though.
Well, obviously. I'm weird. I can eat stuff cold out of the fridge. I know. I'm weird that way. My final thought is I'm hurting for Cal fans this morning. That was a brutal loss against Pitt on Saturday.
Kickers.
Justin Wilcox, man. What are we doing? Going for 2 in the first quarter like that? Like, it's just... Oh, so frustrating. I think Cal's lost their 3 ACC losses have been by a combined like 8 points or something like that. Like, just ultimate heartbreak there. I hope Cal can turn it around because the ACC needs a relevant football program out here, and it's not going to be Stanford. So I hope Cal can still turn this season around and figure it out. But man, that's a tough one there.
I hate Max Muncy. What do you got, New York, Kenny?
Oh, I hate Max Muncy too.
Well, since we were on just those last 5 minutes about baseball and you're saying let's do it, Mets, I'm going to throw a little stat at you. Given to us by the great Sarah Lang, she works for MLB. She posted something last night. She mentioned the largest shutout wins in Game 1 of postseason series. Starting in 1945, you had Chicago in the World Series. They won 9-0. In 1959, the Chicago White Sox won 11-0. In 1984, NLCS, Chicago won 13-0. In 2011, the ALDS, Tampa Bay won 9-0. And last night, the LA Dodgers beat the New York Mets 9-0. What do I mean by all this, all these stats, all these numbers? Each of the 5 previous teams lost that series. So, with that said,
whoa.
Hey,
that might be it. That's one of the stats
the
of the year right now.
It's in the bag.
By the way, Lucas, you're going to get in here. It's time for Xfinity Fast 5, where we give you our final thoughts on the show, brought to you by Next Generation 10G Network, for only from Xfinity. The future starts now. Lucas, what do you got?
I love when the Niners play on Monday night or Thursday night because it frees up my Sunday to just watch the rest of the league.
Feel me?
There's nobody in football outside of Kansas City who scares me, and that shines a light on Sunday. It's an awesome opportunity for the 49ers and the Niners fan. It's a narrative shifter on Sunday. I'm so fired up for this game. I'm excited for this week. And the Niners, if they can beat the Chiefs, in my mind, they're the Super Bowl favorite
Lucas,
after Sunday.
If they beat them, Oh, I think right now, Ravens over the Bills and then Chiefs over the Ravens are the two signature wins of the year for anyone in the league.
Yeah.
Maybe you could throw Tampa Bay in there. I don't know. But if the Niners beat the Chiefs, that's the signature win of the year in the NFL. Would you agree?
I would think so. And just for how troublesome this season has been for the 49ers, it would shift everything in my mind.
Totally agree. All right. That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you'll get the fastest internet to all your devices. And I guess we did a great job. Sam Lubman filling in for Bonte Hill. Great job today, buddy.
One. Might get Bonte tomorrow off too.
We'll see. But what I'm thinking is I'm going to go home and eat a deli sandwich and take a nap and go, enjoy my day. How about you?
I am going to do a lot of post-show producing because, I got to wear two hats today. And then I actually got to do some shopping. I got to get a suitcase because I'm going to New Orleans this weekend. So, I got my friend's bachelor party in New Orleans this weekend. So I got to go shopping for that. So that'll be fun.
I just watched Interview with a Vampire, and they spent a lot of time in New Orleans. Also was filmed in San Francisco as well, as you know. That's it, everybody. Catch you tomorrow. Morning Roast.
You think I'm an idiot?
Hey, it's Willard and Dibs for Safeway. Enjoy these amazing deals for members and always earn 4x reward points on hundreds of exclusive offers with your Safeway app. Dibs, we got USDA Choice Boneless Beef, Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $4.99 per pound, which pairs well with Rodney Strong Cabernet Sauvignon, 750 milliliters, $17.99 each, or buy six or more, mix and match, for $16.19 each. Now, I am going to need like an appetizer and a side, though.
May I recommend soup? Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, $1.99 each when you buy four and earn 4x points, and artisanal bread or buns, 13.55 to 20 ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one free, equal or lesser value when you buy two.
Yeah, I think those will work just fine. These and other great digital deals are available in the For You section on the Safeway app. Go to Safeway.com for more details, and we'll see you in the aisles.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My daughter invited her entire class to her birthday party. Can my Wi-Fi handle it?
Oh, well, at Xfinity, our latest gateways have tri-band Wi-Fi technology, letting you connect hundreds of devices at once.
No way. So if all the kids are watching stuff on their phones, well, their parents are sharing videos online.
Yep, go ahead and watch videos. They can all do their thing and party their way. No problem.
Oh, we are gonna need a bigger cake.
Now through October 21st, get fast, reliable Xfinity Gig Internet for $20 a month for 2 years with no annual contract when you add Xfinity Mobile with unlimited data. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Xfinity, bring on the good stuff. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless plan and auto pay with stored bank account. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Gig Wi-Fi requires Xfinity Gateway. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet. After promo, regular internet rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
There are so many things I love about fall weather. The crisp air, the changing leaves, it's all so magical. Until my kids catch a chill outside. That's where Kohl's comes in. With cozy layers, warm jeans, and more. I found all the styles my kids need when the seasons change. Plus, I got 20% off with a coupon and earn Kohl's cash. So here's my style forecast. Prep better for fall weather at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end October 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
BMO knows that for business owners
like me,
time is money. So BMO moves fast.
Real fast.
You get quick decisions on loans, credit cards, and business accounts.
They're so speedy.
Fast, expert guidance and advice.
Notice a theme?
And quick and easy account openings in branch or online.
Whatever works for you.
So you can get back to business. Visit your nearest BMO branch to learn more.
Can I hear the music sting?
Of course.
BMO.
Accounts are subject to approval and provided in the United States by BMO Bank N.A. member FDIC.
Don't miss Renee Vaca at the California Theater in San Jose, Thursday, October 17th.
My dad's in jail now. The judge sentenced him to 40 years. Just looked at my dad like, you're serving 480 months. We're there like dumbasses trying to count 400. Hey, they're not that bad. They're not that bad, dude. Hey, take the deal, dad. Take the deal. My dad's like, I'll take that shit,
though. Renee Vaca at the California Theater in San Jose, Thursday, October 17th.
He called us back from prison like, hey, you guys know I'm serving 40 years, though? I'm like, that's not what the judge said, dog. Hey, what the f***? He said 480 months, huh?
Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
Tune in this week to Kick Off with Boomer and Valenti to hear the Sims Spotlight featuring Super Bowl winning quarterback Phil Sims. Brought to you by Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
This is Larry Flick, owner of The Floor Store. The end of the summer means the beginning of our fall sale. Now through October 15th, up to 50% off storewide, 18 months interest-free financing, and no sales tax. Go to floorstores.com for directions. The Floor Store, your Bay Area flooring authority.
Calling all basketball fans. Make your game day experience unforgettable with a stay at Hotel Via. Just steps away from the action. Enjoy chic accommodations, stunning rooftop views, and the ultimate convenience for catching all the action. Skip the traffic and relax in style before and after the game. Whether you're celebrating,
it's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.